Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What's it look like?
A penis.
I don't know if you
fool me once, Craig. Yeah. Shame on you, but that's on me.
Put out the Deadpool alert. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. On former NBA Commissioner David Stern.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to that yet.
Yeah.
He's hospitalized after suffering a sudden brain hemorrhage. 77-year-old had emergency surgery yesterday. He reportedly collapsed at a restaurant in New York City, was rushed to the hospital. This guy spent 30 years as the head of the NBA from 84 to 014, making him the longest serving commissioner in the league's history.
Yeah, those aren't good. Those are even worse than your planned brain hemorrhages.
Yeah, the unplanned kind. Yeah.
The sudden kind. As opposed to your scheduled brain hemorrhage.
You can actually live through that and move on then. If they catch it, they get it in time.
But you'd still rather do without them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can go your life without having a brain hemorrhage. Right. Well, that'd be a good choice.
That's what happened to Brett a few years back, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yes.
It was a sudden brain hemorrhage. Yep.
Scary stuff, man.
Today's Friday the 13th.
Yes, it is.
It also happens to be the second Friday the 13th this year.
I thought we had one earlier.
Separated by exactly 13 weeks. The next Friday the 13th will happen exactly 13 weeks from now in March.
Is this the end of the earth?
No.
No, it
seems like it.
What they call a coincidence.
Okay, got it.
There's always at least one Friday the 13th each year. Any month that starts on a Sunday.
I never knew that trick.
Oh.
Math.
Yeah.
Obviously.
That'd be a good party trick. There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
Good luck today.
Walmart trying something new with its grocery delivery. The retailer has teamed up with the company Nuro to go driverless. A pilot group of customers in Houston will be the first to receive orders from self-driving cars. It begins next year.
I see a self-driving car rear-ended a cop on the highway yesterday.
Well, it happened last week.
Oh, well, it was last week. Okay, I got it, yeah. Didn't break? Or just even self-driving cars have a problem with cops?
Yes, they do.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe it's just a built-in thing. Ah, screw the cop. Sorry, I'm joking. We like the cops. Most of you.
It's the self-driving car that's got the problem, not us.
Yeah. Yeah. Greg Warren. Hey. Back in the house. Hey.
Yeah.
Bringing the energy.
Yeah. Bringing the energy. Prompt and on time, as usual.
Hey, shut up, Brian, bringing the energy. He's walking in here on his tiptoes. He's ready to go.
Yes, he is. How's it going, bud?
How you guys getting along this weekend?
He's the only one that got coffee this morning. I spent about $25 on coffee and didn't get any.
How come?
Don't you go for tea?
What?
Tea is what I get. Well, I ordered on the app to the Starbucks that Colleen always goes to.
Right.
Well, we went to another one. So that's sitting over there if anybody wants something. At 156 and Dodge.
Oh, so it's already paid for in the app.
Yeah, there's a cappuccino and a coffee and a tea sitting over there, so you can grab that.
You'd think you would say something to the person driving when you get in the car.
It's not my place.
It's not my place.
And then we go to this other place.
And you expect to get it, right?
No, we went to another one.
But if they go to this Starbucks and say they're Greg Warren,
they go. Yeah, it's sitting there for just Greg. Yeah, just Greg.
Greg.
156 and Dodge. There's three drinks sitting there for you.
Okay.
And then what's the other location?
We went to 180th and Center.
Well, why'd you go? Did he think that was one he was on his app too?
No, he didn't tell me he had pre-ordered, so I just went a different way.
We've been coming here for how many years? 20 years. We always go to the same one. She decides to switch it up, so we pull into this new one.
Oh, so you switched up this time?
No, I just drove to a different one.
She switched it up,
You say I'm Greg, and they go, we don't care.
What do you mean?
He knew that he hadn't ordered.
Oh, you knew it was the wrong place.
Yeah, so he reordered.
No, once she went to the other place, I was like, well, I'm just going to write that off. So we get to the new place, walk in and order. O'Brien's coffee comes right up.
Right there.
And nailed
just,
it.
And then they're just waiting. It's taking forever for me and Colleen's thing. I was like, I got to go do radio. Yeah. So now, where's the other one?
180th.
So you paid for two.
So there's two drinks at 180th and Center if you want to go there.
It's under Greg.
Under Greg. Yes. You could come up with five drinks this morning if you want to. If you want to drive around a little
just
bit,
just go pick them up. Yeah. They're paid for.
Yep.
He probably even
somebody
tipped.
Do that. Okay. Let's see if that happens.
Yeah.
Greg at the this is
156.
These are addresses for Omaha in case you're outside Omaha. You don't know what this is about.
Oh, sorry, man.
That's okay. That's fine.
No,
I want to test it. So.
I ordered a couple in some of the other network cities too.
Yeah, let's get hold of Wichita and Lincoln and just order a few there and see what happens.
Yeah.
And that's why you walked out.
We really should drop some street addresses of Lincoln and Wichita, too.
But you got to order there first.
Oh, yeah.
I can get I got the app. Man. I can order some over there. We can send listeners all over.
Communication, Greg.
So you walked out. Man, you want tea right now, don't you? You're salivating, right?
No, hey, man, if I have to make sacrifices to do this show, I'll do
That's
it,
very nice.
How's
your coffee, though, Sean?
It's delicious. I'm trying to share with Greg. He wants a part of it.
Coffee.
We actually have some tea in the office, Greg.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's your flavor, but we have a couple kinds of tea.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a black tea in there, Luke, I'd
No black.
Okay.
So he is.
I mean, in fairness to Starbucks, you did wait, 2 minutes, man.
It wasn't 2 minutes. It was about 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And I could tell, they messed something up. I could tell they forgot that tea because that always comes up first.
Yeah.
And so I was like, this is going to be another 15 minutes, and I don't like being late to radio.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. Appreciate you getting there.
I was just sitting in the car. I didn't.
At the wrong Starbucks.
Until he came out with nothing in his hand.
The audience, by the way, is just gushing with sympathy on this one.
I'll bet.
Probably not.
but he's donating for the holidays. Pay it forward.
I'm not, I'm not saying I was wrong.
No,
I'm just saying, things didn't
I understand. I don't have much patience, and my wife yells at me all the time about patience at places they serve you.
Yeah,
Sean yells at me about that too.
I kind of bitch too soon.
I'm pretty sure that somebody will pick up your coffee.
I hope they do, man. Yeah. I would love somebody to have that.
All right.
Yeah. I mean,
it's cold now.
It's an Emperor's Cloud tea. They'll heat it up. And then
sure.
Actually, if you go there and you say you're Greg, you can get him to do anything at this point. I just didn't have the time to do it. You can go there and say, hey, I want this and I want something extra because it was,
Are you Greg?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, they could order more?
Well, I guess they could,
They might charge. We better check your app. Make sure you ain't getting charged for that. All right.
I'm happy to do it. Right. It's the holidays.
See how delightful he is?
Yeah.
And go see his delightful self this week at the Funny Bone. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Two shows tonight and two tomorrow. It's Greg and Oscar.
Three tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. You got the kids show.
We have a family show.
Deshaun opened up the kids show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's your kid joke? I've seen your act.
Yeah, I mean, I basically just dropped the F word 10 times, and hopefully they don't hear it. I think because my act's pretty clean cut for the most part.
Well, it is.
No, just watch the language. My language is what pins me. So.
Got it. Right.
No, he does a good job, man.
You should be like a primer for kids who are going to want dirty comedy later.
Like, I agree, man. That's why I think I should go ahead and hit him hard right out
of the
gate.
Just to be clear, that is not what's going on.
No, it is not.
I know what Todd's advocating.
If I did a kid's show, that's what I would want to do.
It's not a horrible idea, but we'll take it under consideration. It's not what's
going on. No, it is
on.
A horrible idea. But I think there are some, like a 12-year-old kid right now, who later in life is going to like really dirty comedy.
Nobody cursed as much as I did when I was 12.
No, you're right.
And went to camp.
Yeah.
And when I got away for a week to go to wrestling camp, I swore up and down. And none of it made any sense. It didn't make any sense.
No. You get to swear then. Plus, you're in a singlet.
Yeah, you want a hamburger? Buddy. FD. Yeah. F and hamburger. DC.
Yeah, we've had to stop my son from getting a little bit too, I don't care if he swears, but around his mom sometimes he gets a little bit too free because he feels he can now.
Yeah.
No, you still got to watch a little bit. Don't be too rude.
Did he have a good?
That's coming from me.
Did he have a good football season?
Yeah, he had a great football season. Yeah,
that's great,
but he swears now. You know.
Yeah, you don't want
him
to swear.
Him swear with his buds when they're playing the video games. You know.
You don't want him dropping the F-bomb around someone whose favorite word is the F-bomb.
Yes. Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. My wife, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That word really is going to offend her.
But she didn't drop it around the kids much. You know.
Really, she has that kind of filter.
Filter, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear more around the kids than she does.
I never did.
Yeah. Well, you can't protect people from swear words.
No,
it's ridiculous. on a show, by the way, where we can't swear. I love this. We're just talking around it because you said F and D. Be quiet. Get us in trouble there. Craig?
Yeah?
Fighting through the day, by the way. He's fighting through the day.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
I know.
Are y'all familiar with comedian Chris Cotton?
Passed away a couple days
ago. Is that the only way you're familiar with him?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, you just have so many friends, and on social media, everybody said he's a good guy, and he passed away recently.
But you weren't familiar with his work?
No. Okay. I donated $50 to him.
Oh, he's a Comedy Central guy? Okay.
Well, sort of. He's mostly known for co-writing and co-starring in Comedy Central's online talk show every damn day.
My roommate was part of that show, man.
Okay.
Yeah, he's with Ryan Beck, yeah.
Is that what it's called? The online talk show?
It's called Every Damn Day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar.
Nor I.
How do you die?
They're not saying.
Drugs?
Yeah, 32.
Yeah.
No, they're just not saying.
Okay.
Everybody loved him. His wife, pregnant with the first kid.
Yeah, that's why they had a fundraising thing.
Got it.
Like they've been doing pretty good with it.
And you're so altruistic. $50 to that guy, handing out free tea to somebody stops by.
Get 156 in Dodge. You guys want to get anything? And if you want to leave something for Chris Cotton over there, you know.
And if you want, I don't go to the Starbucks. So do they have like a cinnamon roll or something you can eat there?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable stuff.
Yeah, it's $9. You know, be careful.
Order a couple of those. It's all on Greg's app.
Yeah. Whatever you want, man. Tell put it on my account.
So if you're lucky, they probably put Craig on it.
Yeah,
that's right.
He gets his name misspelled.
You get Craig a lot?
A lot of it, yeah.
You ever get Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to more than I do, but yes.
Yeah. We get it in the email still.
Yeah, we do.
To this day. Hey, I've been listening to the show for 12 years. I love Greg. Greg's my favorite part of the show.
And we know it's not Warren, so it had to be a mistake.
Yeah, no. That's not the case. Can't compete with that.
Blake Shelton tells People magazine that he and Gwen Stefani can't get married right now. She's Catholic. She wants to get married in the church, but she's got to get her previous marriage annulled, and that's going to be a long process.
Don't even get me started on this crap.
I'm gonna.
She had a family and a 10-year, 15-year marriage with Gavin Rosdale, and that just doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Here's your money, Pope. Shut up.
We'll make it go away. But for a price.
I hate that crap.
That's all that's about.
It's all it's about.
It's just about money.
Right.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they don't even allow it.
Absolutely.
Right.
My mom and dad, my mom was Catholic and my dad was Jewish, and they met over in...
the war, right?
Yeah.
Well, overseas.
Yeah, overseas. Exactly. My dad was in the Air Force. My mom was just traveling over there, and they got married in Switzerland, and they came back home, and they wanted to have a wedding and a ceremony for all of my mom's family, and they were talking to the priest and kind of working out the details, and she said, well, you know, we're already, you know, married. And he said, well, that doesn't count. That's not a real... And my mom said, excuse me? She's like, well, we don't recognize that. And she got up.
Yeah.
She walked out. My dad was still sitting there. He's like, I don't want to be here. So she got up and she walked out, and that's the last she had anything to do with the Catholic Church.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
Just walked out.
I have problems with a lot of organized religion, but this one's always driving me crazy. The marriage didn't happen. I remember one of the Kennedys years ago.
Paid.
But they also were married like for 50 years. Oh, was the old, it was kid. It was
Ted.
It was Ted, yeah. He was married for like 50 years, had 8 kids, 14 grandkids, and he wanted to marry somebody new, and he got, it didn't matter. We annulled it. Doesn't count. That was the one that I thought was ridiculous.
It's like vacating the Heisman Trophy. we're vacating your national championship. Except, you know what? You don't have to pay for that.
Well, I read bummed. I hate to read, too much of this crap because we have to for the show, but she wanted to have a baby with him. They wouldn't have their own together.
Sure.
She's 47 now, and she's having trouble getting pregnant.
Okay.
Because she's 47, I'm guessing.
Oh, I thought the church would say, since your mom married a Jew, it didn't count.
they weren't crazy about that either. I don't know. Yeah. And you know, my grandma was, my dad's mom, she wasn't crazy about the...
Oh, because of the Jew part?
No, I mean, about my mom being Catholic.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
Yeah, you know.
Well, you weren't raised either one, were you?
Neither.
Yeah.
And they both were, you know, they both loved the other.
Yeah, got it.
I think my grandma, my dad's mom, he wrote and said, I met this woman, and, she, you know.
She's not Jewish?
She's not Jewish, and we're getting married, and she said, if you don't marry her and you come home right now, I'll buy you a car.
He passed on a car.
You probably thought of it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I'm guessing Blake Shelton's probably ain't too worried about this either. Yeah, that's cool. That's too tough. Can't get an annulment right away.
Yeah, he can get a car anytime he wants.
He can push back his marriage yet.
Legislation banning discrimination against someone because of their hairstyle or hair texture is moving along in New Jersey. The state's Assembly Labor Committee unanimously approved the measure. Officials say it aims to protect people of color facing discrimination because of their hairstyle. This comes about a year after that high school wrestler
was
forced to cut off his dreads before a match, or he'd have to forfeit.
Right there
they
on
say
that
this
side.
Bill
right,
would
right
have
that side, man.
Protected that student.
I heard some inside, like it wasn't as bad as it all looked.
They made him cut it right there.
Yeah, but it wasn't like I think they kind of gave him the choice, or it was the internet, and I wish I had the details.
Yeah, but the choice would have been you forfeit the match, right? That ref wasn't going to have it.
Well,
he?
Even if you got the internet, you're probably not necessarily going to get the details.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I just remember, but the thing is,
they banned the ref right for a year or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I'd heard he was a bit of a jerk in the past.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you can't have long hair when you wrestle.
Well, it wasn't. That guy was just a big dread sticking out of the top of his head. And he wrestled the whole way before that, every match before that.
Really?
Like that.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was like. There's guys that had, guys like you guys, long-haired guys.
When people cut their hair to red. Here comes Dick Harper again.
I told you, boys. I stand behind you.
But now, that wrestling thing is obviously a little bit, but this is also protects people just when they want to go to work and wear their hair they want the way they wear
sure.
their hair. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but if they do have the long hair, is it like football? You can pull on their hair?
Exactly.
You can tackle a guy by his hair.
Yes, you can.
Considered part
yes,
of the uniform.
Yes,
yeah,
you can.
I remember it was Edgerrin James when he played for, I think, the Cardinals at the time. Oh. He had some dreads, some long hair, and he got pulled down by his dreadlocks one time, and the next week he showed
cut him off?
He got his hair
cut. My son got yanked down two years ago.
Really?
He had long hair down to his back, basically, almost the middle of his back, his last year of 12-year-old football, and he was running a punt back, and the kid grabbed it and just yanked him down to the ground.
I bet you
and everybody screamed, and I said, it's legal.
That has to hurt.
I bet you were popular on the side.
That's got to hurt.
What an animal. Hey, it's legal. That's in the book.
That was it. I said,
that's
you know
a
what?
Tough dad right there.
I told him,
right
I said, he went down. The kid dove and grabbed the back of his hair. He had a lane on the outside, and Ryder went down, and I knew it was legal. But I knew people didn't think it was going to be legal. I just knew people were going to say that. Hey, well, you can't do that. I said, they can do that.
That's why most of the long hairs.
It was a cheap-ass way to do to tackle a kid.
Most of the long hairs you see in football now play defense.
That's like Polamalu. He didn't have a problem with it because you can't.
No, but I saw Polamalu had an interception. I was at the game. They played the Chiefs in Pittsburgh years ago. And I was at a game live. He had an interception, ran down the sideline. A Chief guy ran and just yanks him down.
Really? Yeah. By his hair?
Google that. It's an amazing
tackle. I believe it was Larry Johnson.
Yeah, it was Larry Johnson.
I believe it was.
It's an amazing tackle.
Wow.
But you're right. Defensive guys still do it. The offensive guys don't.
Nope. Most offensive guys don't have the long hair.
Guys had more hair wrestling when I played ball. But they wasn't longer, but it's big and thick back then.
Yeah,
too.
Guys you could wear a thing on your head.
Yeah,
that's what they call it, a thing.
Yeah, I think so.
A little net.
they borrowed it from the cafeteria later.
That was it, exactly.
No, it's like a little kufa.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I don't know what kufa
is. A skull cap?
Yeah, a skull cap. Them,
You and your big words.
I know. Yeah. Just say skull cap.
I'm confirming a death here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Craig, we go, uh-oh, hit. You go, oh, no.
From the Deadpool.
Who died, Craig?
Come on.
Danny Aiello.
Did he really?
Has passed away.
Oh, what a great actor, man.
Apparently at the age of 86.
Yeah.
And two players had him.
Who were they, Craig?
I'm a Colin Cowboy.
Well, who were the players?
And Rammer Jammer 13.
Rammer Jammer 13 and? What was the other one?
Hey, no, we don't use these. And you heard it.
What was that name, Puss?
He said it. I'll cue it up for you later.
Colleen. What's
oh,
that
you
called?
Know I'm not going to get anywhere near that. Not a chance.
Yeah, but Colleen, you know next year one of those Deadpool names is going to be this.
Three holes, no waiting.
That's going to be a Deadpool name next year.
Oh, yes, it will.
Yes, yeah. It will. Yes, it will. Greg Warren, Sean O'Brien, FunnyBoatOmaha.com with us this morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
JARF Research Week is coming up next week.
We're asking your help to eliminate type 1 diabetes.
You'll be able to donate on our website at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Or you can donate $10 by texting JDRF to 20222.
Get more details now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.